Welcome to the July 16th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This week in virtualization, we get our first look at the new versions of vSphere and Hyper-V. I'm site editor Colin Steele. This week was a big one for the virtualization market. On Monday, Microsoft released the beta of Hyper-V R2 Service Pack 1, and VMware followed that up on Tuesday with the release of vSphere 4.1. In vSphere 4.1, the Essentials Plus and Standard Editions now come with vMotion. But there's a catch. Those editions will now cost more. VMware raised the price on Standard from $795 to $995 per processor, and Essentials Plus is going from $2,995 for three hosts up to $3,495. Of course, live migration is free in Hyper-V, so this news is just more fuel for the VMware cost-too-much people out there. But VMware did lower the price on the Essentials bundle. Another change that VMware made with the vSphere 4.1 release is that most of its vCenter products are moving to a per-VM pricing and licensing model. Here's how the new model will work. You estimate your needs for the next year and buy licenses to meet those needs. Over the course of those 12 months, vCenter server calculates the average number of concurrently powered on VMs that are running the software. And if you end up needing more licenses to cover what you had used, you just reconcile with VMware at the end of the year. But if you end up needing fewer licenses, VMware won't reimburse you. VMware says this per-VM model will give customers more flexibility and make sure that they're only paying for the value that they get. But the move is met with some backlash, with users saying that it doesn't mesh with most businesses' budget cycles. And as a commenter on our blog pointed out, it takes budget control away from IT managers and puts it in the hands of the technicians who provision VMs. The per-VM model applies to Capacity IQ, App Speed, Site Recovery Manager, and the Ionix line that VMware acquired from EMC. But it does not apply to vCenter server itself. And VMware has suggested that more products may shift to this model in the future. vSphere 4.1 also adds several new features, including storage and network I/O controls and memory compression. As I already mentioned, the day before the vSphere 4.1 news, Microsoft released the beta of Windows Server 2008 R2 SP1, which includes the new version of Hyper-V, at its worldwide partner conference down in DC. The most important thing to know about Hyper-V R2 SP1 is that it includes dynamic memory, which is Microsoft's answer to VMware's memory overcommit. The approach is different, though. Memory overcommit actually lets you allocate more memory to a guest than is physically available on the server. Dynamic memory, on the other hand, pools available memory on the host, and it lets users assign a minimum and maximum RAM value to each VM. The lack of something like memory overcommit has been a major drawback for Hyper-V, according to a lot of VMware proponents. But the Microsoft partners that I talked to down at the show this week said they hadn't heard many complaints from their customers. So it remains to be seen if dynamic memory will help Hyper-V gain more market share or not. The final release of Windows Server 2008 R2 SP1 is due out in the first half of next year. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.